Ben Aberg with you once again on your Brain of Country, Double K Country, for your update program this afternoon. We talk with Vernon County Clerk Adrian Lee. Thanks so much for your time once again.
Thank you for having me.
So as we get closer and closer here with the April 2nd municipal election, I know one thing earlier on this week as we're recording, no excuse absentee voting is open.
No excuse absentee opened on Tuesday, and you can vote absentee in the county clerk's office from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. We will be open until 5 o'clock the day before the election, which is April 1st, and we will also be open Saturday, March 30th, from 8 to 12 for absentee voting as well.
All right. So along with that, what do people need to, you know, do they need to bring anything along?
You got
to
bring your photo ID.
Yep.
Gotta have that photo ID.
Whether it's that driver's license or another, you know,
Missouri non-driver's license, passport, something that proves who you are with a photo. And it cannot be expired unless if it was used in the last general election expired, it will not be valid. So it has to be, if it is an expired license, it has to be after 2021.
All right. So, again, note that, because I know the last time we had talked, we had kind of discussed some of those permanent absentees had been kind of sent out, you know, weeks ago when we last talked.
Yep.
So, things kind of moving along here.
They are.
So, as we talk about our upcoming municipal election, again, with not a ton of things on there, but there are some elections to be had and some questions on the ballot as well here, especially in Nevada.
Especially in Nevada, for sure. We are not opening all polling locations because not the entire county will be voting. It totally depends on where you're at and what school district you live in. As of right now, we have the city of Nevada, we have the city council race, and then we have two tax questions on the ballot. And then for the city of Walker, we have a mayor, city of Walker North Alderman, and South Ward Alderman as well. And they also have a question pertaining to elections. And then we will have the El Dorado School District has a school board, their school board. Bernal has mayor and a city council member. Rich Hill has a school district board member, as well as a tax question. And the township of Virgil has a tax road levy. And I said El Dorado, and then Sheldon School Board as well.
All right. So, yeah, that's all coming up. And I know one of the things that is kind of a common theme in these elections in Nevada is there is that one polling place.
Yes. At Nevada, we are just going to open the United Methodist Church again for one single polling location, just because it is such a small election.
Yeah. And for those who don't know where that generally is,
it's on South College Street behind Cotty College.
All right.
So, and then also the other polling locations that will be open for the April election will be Shell City, Virgil, Walker, Sheldon, Bernal, and Milo.
Right. And April 2nd is that election day, the first Tuesday of April. What time do polls
open? They start at 6 a.m. and they'll close at 7.
All right. So kind of moving along on a number of things on that. And that's kind of our April 2nd full election. Anything else on that I should know about in terms of what people that vote in person need to bring?
They just need to bring their photo ID. And if for some reason you forget it, we will have a way for you to be able to vote. It's one of those that you can always vote provisional if you forget it, and then you can bring your photo ID back in and it'll count, or else we'll match signatures after the election.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I, you know, reach phone, wallet, keys kind of thing.
And oh, then, yes.
Then come on back. It's like, and then pretty simple process.
It is very simple process. Very simple. And so, like I said, we won't turn you away if we forgot your ID, but it is helpful if you have it.
Yes, exactly. So let's begin talk with Adrian Lee here on Double K Country as election season at April 2nd. And then what are some other dates for people to remember here in 2024?
In the near future, we are actually in the middle of filing for the August election. Mm-hmm. August election filings end Tuesday, March 27th at 5 p.m. We'll be open until 5, taking candidate filings. That's for all of the county positions that are open in August, as well as the Democratic and the Republican committeemen and women.
All right. So, can you talk a little bit more about some of the things that are open for filing right now?
Open for filing right now are the treasurer's position, the northern and southern commissioner, the assessor, public administrator, coroner, sheriff. That wraps it up as far as the county goes. So I know, like, for the Republican committee man and woman, as well as the Democratic command man and woman, they have 2 seats per township. So if anybody's interested in getting involved in that, that's open as well.
All right. So, yeah, and then people can always kind of find more online or by contacting you or on Facebook.
Yep. We try and keep everything on Facebook and our website updated. And if you have any questions, feel free to call our office because we will be happy to help. 417-448-2500.
All right. So, again, that filing deadline Tuesday, last Tuesday of March for that August
election.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on wanting to say April because we got that coming up. But then August, what date in August is that again?
The date is August 6th.
Okay, so let's see. So marking down a number of things here in the calendar here in 2024. Anything additional that we have for in between there or right after that? I know we got November, but that's
still a little ways off. Nope, there's going to be a lot more to the August ballot because I have not gotten the state candidates yet as okay. well, and they will not come down until after filing has closed, so I have no idea what our state candidate list looks like right now.
All right, so that's going to be a busy time.
It'll be a very busy time.
All right, so again, we noted that you can always reach out, find more online as well. So anything else you'd like to add?
I'd love for everybody to try and get out and vote, and if for some reason you can't April 2nd, we'd love to see you in the county clerk's office before that for absentee.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, the general municipal election is coming up next Tuesday, April 2nd, while the August primary election is August 6th. For candidates looking to file for the August primary election, the deadline for that is this Tuesday, March 26th, and you can find more info at vernoncountymo.org. That's been our update program for your Monday afternoon on Double K Country.